Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord, and from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, "We Can't Just Sit By and Do Nothing."
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling bright, such as no one on earth could brighten them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us set up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. The Gospel of the Lord. Oftentimes, we find ourselves in situations very much like this. We do what we're supposed to do, just like the disciples. Jesus told them to follow him, and they did. We do what we're told or what we're supposed to do, especially when it comes to our faith. But oftentimes, we have a tendency to forget that we have to do a little bit more than just what we are asked. We have to do a little bit more. We have to use our own imagination as to what God wants us to do and what should be done. Imagine, Peter said, let us build three tents, one for you, one for Elijah, one for Moses. And basically, he just kind of like said, let's just stay right up here. This is where everything is happening. But it wasn't. They needed to come down from that mountain. They needed to go out and preach. They needed to go through the things that they needed to go through so that they could be changed. It wasn't just that transfigurative moment that Jesus became dazzling white. No, it's not just that. But we need to look at Jesus and see in Jesus what we need to see in ourselves and how we need to change and to become more than what we are. Oftentimes, we forget that very important step. We think that just through our prayers we're helping people or just through the little things that we do. And some of us, we think that, I've done my part. But we really haven't. We've only done part of what we've been asked to do. But it's up to us to see how much further we need to go. When we think about those martyrs that have died throughout the ages, they were asked to go certain places and to do certain things. But I don't think any of them ever thought that, I'm going to be asked to die. No. Sometimes that comes at a later stage. Even just pushing ourselves in going from just prayer to action makes a big difference. So as we listen to these words, my sisters and brothers, let us not think that, it's just convenient to stay where we are. No, we have to be pushed. We have to be moved to do a little bit more, because that's really what God is asking of us. Amen.